Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation, a study which I've titled The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15, the judgment accomplished. Let's read those verses. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. And then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. And then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 reads, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this is the judgment, now it is time for the unsaved." Listen, it's time for the unsaved to receive their judgment. And all non-believers are now dead. In their death cell, waiting for the court date to come up. Not at trial to see if they're guilty, but to prove that they are. What are all these guilty of anyway? Rejection of Christ. That's the charge. It is that simple. Rejection of Christ. The righteous are not judged to determine heaven or hell, because Jesus already paid the penalty for their sin. They're judged to determine rewards in heaven. The non-believer must be judged for and penalized for all sin. What are the books open for judgments? What are these books? Well, Romans chapter 2 and verse 15 refers to one as the book of conscience. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. Book of words. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, "For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." And the book of secret words, Romans 2:16, "On that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus." And the book of public works, Matthew chapter 16, and verse 27, "For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done." And the greatest judgment is in verse 15. "And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Back in, over in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. "Then he will say, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Boy, I'll tell you what, if that does not motivate you to reach the lost for Jesus Christ and his salvation, I don't know what will. You have a great day.